Yo guys, welcome to another episode of the YMZ Tech Talk podcast, and this is officially the 10th episode of season 1. So we're actually wrapping up season 1 and heading to season 2 in week's time, so we're excited. And as usual, I'm Tabo and joined by my co-host, Karabo. I don't know where's Tabiso. Hey, bro, where did you hide Tabiso? Yeah, but anyway, we're gonna chop it down as usual, sharing latest technology news and digital trends. So first up, as we chat latest news, Apple has brought back the iPod, new and improved one. Do you still think it's relevant?
iPod or iPad?
iPod.
The music thing.
Yes, the music, their music device. It's like 4 years later, actually, because this now the new iPod has got more storage. They've got a new chip, and obviously the new features, which includes FaceTime. You can stream music. You can still be on social media, and still capture some video and some photos. Yeah.
It's a bit unnecessary. Mm.
I also wondered, like, okay, if I've got my 8 Plus or my XS Max, what will then I be doing with an iPod? But also, I think it's dope for people who just want to enjoy music. Imagine maybe you're in a car and you just want to make it your device to stream music type of thing, you know? It's not bad. Or let's say at work, it's an environment where you play music, or at the gym type of thing, and then people can just like a long playlist and then just let it play.
What I want to know first is that, can you install apps?
Yes, you can. Like any Facebook, app? Instagram, games also. Yes, yeah. Do you think I don't see the use
of it, because phones can do anything.
Yes, right, I get you. Yeah, but for me, like I said, I see it as a cool gadget. If you are like, you need it actually, especially for music. Like, okay, I need that music device that I can just not be on calls or text, but just want to play music the whole day. So why not? Let's say you're hosting a party and you don't want any disturbance or something. You just roll a playlist and then you play the music there.
Yeah, but why you can not? Also do that with your phone, with your laptop.
But maybe you would want your phone to text or answer a call or something, you know.
You still have an iPad, you still have a laptop to deal with that can do the same thing that thing would do. It's a mess. I don't know, man. Maybe they know something that we don't know.
Oh, okay. And so for you, it's a yes or no.
I don't know. Okay. I don't see the use for it.
Okay, yeah. So the new iPod Touch is available actually at Apple stores, iStores. Yeah. So those who want to get it can get it there. And next up, Telkom is working in partnership with the government to bring actually the fiber connection to townships. And Soweto will actually be the first township to get the fiber.
Not bad. I think it's an exciting one.
Yes, So they're going to be putting fiber in public places like schools, police station, hospitals, you know. Yeah, so I think for me, that's a powerful move, you know, because I mean, South Africa has been suffering for so much with internet access and everything, you know. So I think for communities to have that easy access to internet is the most powerful thing, you know. Yeah.
Okay, Soweto is not bad. I don't think...
It's huge, Soweto.
It's huge. It's huge.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they pick something like Alexander to start with?
Compared to Alex and Soweto, we know that Soweto is huge. Yes. I don't know the number of population, but we can get that, but it's huge.
The largest location.
Yes, yeah. But for me, Alex is like tiny.
It's very like, small. Yeah. That's what I mean, like, to try out the concept. Bringing this to a township. It's not that idea.
But I think also, for example, if they're saying they want to put this the fiber in public places like schools, you can imagine already how many schools are in Soweto as compared to a small township like Alex.
You understand? You know what? I meant that, like, they were doing the whole of Soweto. That's what I thought. House to house,
I see.
That was also going to be dope.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Maybe in future we'll see something like that.
If they're doing hospitals and malls, why not, man? They should do
that. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And next up, WhatsApp will be showing adverts
finally
in future. Yes. So Mark Zuckerberg and the team has decided that they're going to monetize the platform, which has been actually
A
a
loss.
plan that has been in discussion. But I read in Forbes actually the founders of WhatsApp, remember they sold the app to Facebook. So actually when they made the deal with Facebook, the plan was that the agreement was that Facebook was not allowed to monetize the platform for a certain period. Now that the period is over, so Mark Zuckerberg is like, F that, I'm actually going to make money with the
Yeah, we know
platform.
that this, it was about time. Like, it was about
So
time.
for him, it's about money.
Not really. I think it's part of the investment concept that they have. Like, everything of it needs to make money. Anything that they buy needs to make money. Instagram is making money now. Facebook is making money. It was about time that was gonna make money soon.
But okay, I see that and I understand the business side of it, you understand? But how are we as users going to respond to that? You know, because like we've seen the fall of Mixit, we've seen the fall of BBM, we've seen the fall of all those old chatting apps, messaging apps, you know, because of such small, tiny details that like I know I'm like for now WhatsApp is the big thing, so we cannot deny that. So them introducing adverts on their on our statuses, wouldn't that some way somehow affect the behavior of users, don't you think?
Probably the biggest problem that's gonna be with me is the privacy part of it. Because remember, these ads needs to be tailored to the way you speak on your WhatsApp.
Hundred
So you
percent,
see, if you're talking about beer every day, I'm 100% sure you're gonna start seeing beer ads. So that's the biggest problem with me,
I
you
read
know.
somewhere that the threat was that end-to-end encryption was going to be removed type of thing, because
See, that's the
obviously
biggest
they're going
problem
to be
now. To
collecting
reading,
data, and also regarding the business accounts that are going to be there, they still need to advertise, but they need to see who their target audience
audiences.
is type of thing, you know. So it's tricky in a way, but my concern is like, how are people going to like people, I mean users are going to receive that? Are they
Okay.
going to be cool about it or just going to like, I'm deleting WhatsApp?
For me, it's like this. You know, the same ads you're seeing at Instagram statuses will be the same ads. Will
Yes,
be the
definitely.
same ads. They're just gonna push it to WhatsApp. It's the same thing. What you'll be busy watching your friend's statuses, then boom, get an ad. Skip it. Boom, get another one. It's gonna be like that.
But do you think for you it's a it's a it's a it's a it's something that you would accommodate and be fine with?
I don't have a choice. You know, WhatsApp is a giant. It's a giant that you need. Everybody's on WhatsApp. You know, it's not like WeChat or anything. It's WhatsApp. You know, it's
I
that
get
big
you.
giant.
I get you.
So I
I
don't
get
think
you.
right now, I don't see any competitor right now, you know. But yeah, you're forced, man. Gotta do it.
But remember we had a topic about Twitter being the best social media platform now and can it be replaced type of thing. So I don't know. Let's see how this can be. I mean, for me, if I would look at it, what if someone comes with a platform that's like ad free, no ads, similar to what WhatsApp offers, but no ads? Don't you
But
think people are going to prefer that in a
remember,
way?
it's like this. These things, they use a lot of servers. You're catering to 1 billion people in the world. Remember, these messages are not going straight to your phones. They go to the server, to your phone, to the server, to the phone. You need servers. Someone has to pay for them. Now, Facebook was paying for them. Like, Facebook is like, no, man, we are done paying for these servers. It's either you guys are going back to subscription. Remember, WhatsApp was a subscription thing? Or we put ads. All of these other platforms, Instagram, Facebook, they all have ads. That's why you don't subscribe to them. You know, so the same thing has to do, has to be done to WhatsApp. Can't complain on that one. Either you like it or not. It's
But
still like, they'll be like, don't use it. If you don't want it, don't use
I
it.
get you. But look at platforms like Telegram.
Telegram is another beast on its own, bro. I like the encryption of Telegram. So far, I don't even understand how Telegram makes money, but Telegram is a beast on its own.
But we'll see how that goes. Actually, they plan to roll out the ads in somewhere in 2020.
Not bad.
So okay. do you think that the timing is also perfect for them?
Remember, 2020 is next year.
It's next year.
Let's not make it like it's 20
years. Yeah, because already the screenshots and those tests are already there. People have already like seen some of the tests that are there displaying ads and everything. Yeah. Okay, now I guess we'll see how that goes, and then when the ads roll out, we'll definitely chat about it just here on the YMZ Tech Talk podcast. Now, jumping onto our topic, we are talking about the recent incident with Huawei and the US government. So Huawei, the biggest technology company in China, has been banned to do business in the US. So I guess this is the biggest shake for them, obviously, and people are concerned about what's next with their smartphones, especially considering that they won't be able to access platforms like Google, for instance. Yes, yeah. Okay, the story comes with the suspicions that the Chinese government has been spying on the US government. But even though the Chinese government has been fighting that back, Huawei has been fighting that back, it's like there's no proof about that, you know. Donald Trump is just being an, you know, yes, yeah. So it's pretty much of a battle for Huawei, but at the same time, it's a blow for them, you know, because most of their softwares and their components on smartphones are being made in US. Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
so do you think this will harm their brand?
Yeah, it's gonna harm a lot of brands, not just only Huawei. It's gonna harm Apple. It's gonna harm Nike.
Yes,
it's gonna harm a lot of US companies. Remember, yes. Most of them are producing everything at China. You know,
yeah.
Apple is having a struggle. Most of their chip usually are produced in China. Nike's shoes.
Yes,
Nike's shoes. That's the biggest one that's gonna get hurt in this. Mm-hmm. Produced in China.
I guess
imagine if China retaliates, it's gonna be a bigger one. Yeah. I know they have a trade war between the two, but the Huawei one, it's a bit complex. You know why? Because when I read the story, at first it looked like because China, remember, it's a communist country, which means they usually run everything. If you don't talk back, like China is like that. It's like a boss. The parliament, the boss.
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge is the boss. So one of the presidents at Huawei.
Yes.
Okay, one of the members of the parliament is the director at Huawei. Mm. So that's where the link came in. Like, listen, I think China is spying on us. You know, that's why the US went for that one.
Nice.
Even though I don't think there's a huge evidence, I don't think...
Yes.
There's that big. I don't think there's evidence yet.
They've been specified on reports that where's the evidence that we're spying on them, you know, those type of things. But there isn't anything being provided on that part, you know. Yeah. So the concern for most people, it'll be like the future of Huawei smartphones. Obviously, they've just released the P30 Pro, the P30 edition. And people are like, okay, so what's going to happen to our smartphones without Google? And without the Android OS,
it's a big one.
Yeah,
even though they gave them 90 days, it's still a big one. Yes, I saw that they're releasing a new OS that they made internally.
But as someone who's on Android, you are an Android hardcore fan.
Yeah.
Do you think this obviously it will affect consumers very bad? Because imagine going now, I'm using a P30 Pro and suddenly, after 3 months, I can no longer get updates on my smartphone. Because I mean, that smartphone then it's very useless. Because I mean, you gotta realize they are competing with the likes of Apple in terms of pricing. Maybe you bought your P30 Pro on like 20 grand, and then now you're going to, in the next 3-4 months, you're going to be spending that 20 grand on a smartphone that doesn't have Google services.
Imagine.
And it's not running on Android. So how's that? Do you think that is it's very playing bad for consumers and those people who already own Huawei smartphones?
Remember, it's kind of weird, but Android is open source, which means it's free usually. Yes, you know. Problem is that the Google One plus Google is like, it's a good match. Usually, the free version of open source is delayed. You know, it's an old one.
Yes,
when Google releases updates, the old one gets updated maybe 2-3 months later, you know, it's yes, gonna
yeah.
suck.
Yeah.
But they, you know what? I'm looking at this at the this new OS Huawei's bringing. Yeah. They said that it's gonna play.
I'm definitely looking forward to that. Yeah.
They said like it's gonna have Google services. I'm trying to see how they're gonna do that. You know, remember? I know. The good thing about Android is that there's mods. There's always mods. Yes, you know, yeah. You cannot cry about it. I'm probably thinking that this is gonna be an industrial mod. You know?
I get you.
Yeah, Huawei's gonna put the big mod
on
its OS. That's gonna go straight. Like, I don't think it's gonna affect users, but I think that they will have to make a switch.
I get you.
From the normal Android to the Huawei specified whatever name
yes,
it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now. I'm looking at it like.
Yeah, but do you think also you and any Android user would do without the Google services like YouTube, Gmail, the Google Play Store.
Nobody
you
would.
Know, yeah. And remember, the Play Store also when they release their own App Store, it will affect apps such as Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, because remember those are US company based businesses. Remember,
true.
So most of them won't be there on their app store.
Imagine.
Yes, yeah. So imagine Netflix won't be there, Facebook won't be there, WhatsApp Instagram, Snapchat. There. You know, so that's for me. That's really, really, really bad. You know, and I remember there was this other company. I think it was ZTE. They had the whole scenario, and from that situation
they died,
you know. The company really, really took a very, very, very low blow, you know. Yeah. So you can imagine, because I mean Huawei is like the second largest manufacturer of smartphones, yes, yeah. And they are just second to Samsung, and just third it's Apple.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. So you can imagine in their position with it's a $1 billion company at the same time, you can imagine their infrastructure, obviously. I mean, they have resources, and like you said, they have been actually working on their own operating system, because I think they kind of like saw that they've been depending a lot on other businesses and everything.
Yeah, but this fight is not usually about this Android Huawei spying thing. I think it's about the 5G. Because everybody's talking about that Huawei 5G.
I heard about the 5G package.
Because they are ahead of the game. Like, yes. They are number one. Which means they're going to take the whole market. Yeah. Remember, with the 4G, almost everybody's selling it. Huawei's selling it. Yeah. Cisco is selling it. Everybody's selling it.
Yeah.
You know, whoever is ahead of the curve is the one that's going to make the
I
most
get
money.
You. Yeah.
So the US is like, no, I don't think Huawei needs to do this. So we're going to ban them.
Okay.
So we're going to wait for Cisco. Remember, Cisco is a telecommunication company.
Yes,
equipment thing.
Yeah.
A lot of providers all over the world, they use Cisco equipment. So I think, and Cisco is a US company, so I'm thinking that they want to give them that breathing, like, guys, come on, push the 5G, come on, man.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're gonna resolve it before 9 months.
Yes, because also there is a possibility, for example, that they can renegotiate the ban and be back to business and everything be back to normal like it was, right?
Yes.
There is that possibility, you know. But we don't know how long is it going to take, you know. So for my part, let's say you are using a P30 Pro right now. So would you advise someone who's that using that P30 Pro to even continue using it, or even like recommend to someone in the next 3 months, 4 months, say you really have to be on a Huawei smartphone?
Yeah, man. Like, I think it's going to get resolved quicker. Like,
okay.
Huawei is too big. Like, it's not like ZTE.
Yes, I get you.
They will need to do to resolve this.
Okay.
So, I think right now is the best time to buy the P30 because the company is in shrink, you know.
Yeah.
It's probably a discount right now.
And then in the future, getting the updates on your smartphone, like your Google apps and the OS, you don't care.
Yeah. You're gonna get them. I'm telling you, always ahead of the curve. they're probably busy with something right now.
Yeah.
That's gonna make sure that there's no interruption in that line tail.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think then should be the worry for the company then? Because I mean, obviously, we understand that they've got money, they've got the resources and everything. So let's say the ban doesn't go away then.
Remember,
yeah,
this is a trade war between the US
yeah.
and China. They've been banning each other, banning, like putting tariffs on each other's like imports and exports.
Yeah.
It's a big one. So
yes.
Everybody in the world is kind of in dismay right now. Even us as South Africans were getting affected by this trade war.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
because everybody just wants the trade war to just end.
End, yes, yeah. But obviously, it's taking time because of the laws and government.
Trump.
You know, those type of things.
Trump. Yeah. Trump is the only one that's it's Trump.
And obviously, it affects the end user, the person who's like a consumer and who doesn't even probably know what's like those legalities, small details about what's happening and all that, you know. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the US are going to suffer a lot in this trade war. China is too big. They can produce anything, almost anything.
Yeah.
So they are semi-sustainable, you know. The US is the one that's gonna struggle in it. Even though they're trying to negotiate, like, we are the tough guys, but we know.
So, and then what do you think then this puts, like, competitors like Samsung, Apple?
Let's look at the US ones. Let's look at the biggest ones that depend on China. That's Apple and Nike.
Yes,
they're gonna suffer the lot.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Nike's prices are gonna go up. They can miss deadlines. They can miss the like shoe releases. They can miss a lot, man, through this trade war.
I get you.
Because China is now looking at it like, okay, you are banning. Well, now they were banning products. Remember?
Yes. Yeah.
They were banning exports, putting tariffs on exports.
Yes. Now it's like based on now businesses.
Now that the banning companies now like, okay, you are banning our company. Okay.
And it's gonna be like a fist on fist.
Yeah. Like okay, use Nike. I don't think Trump looked at it that way. I'm like, I think Trump was like, Just pen it.
But do you think he cares?
Nah. I don't think. He's not a clever businessman. As
people
he's
say
portrayed.
So. Like, you know, I don't really understand why, actually, you know, we look, the whole world actually looks at him like, that guy is a fool. But I wonder what's going inside his mind in terms of, for him, it's like, I'm giving the best deal, right?
Yes.
For him, yeah. But everyone's like, what the hell? Type of thing, you know.
So, hey, this guy, bro.
Exactly. And you gotta realize that this guy is the president of the US.
Yeah, they made a mistake. They don't want to admit that they made a mistake.
Yeah.
This guy is not an entrepreneur. This guy is like... He made money through the hotel. And,
oh, yes.
Like,
yeah.
I saw his saga about Texas. He's refusing to show them, like, guys, this is how much I made, this is how much I lost.
Yeah.
Like, that's easy. Just show
I
us. Let's
you.
See if you are that good.
Because
the Texans are gonna tell us that if you are that good, but...
Through
CNN, I can see that he lost a lot of money.
I don't
know why they elected him.
Yeah.
What I like? He's a good psychopathic liar. Let me just say that.
I get you.
He's
I
good
get
at
you.
Manipulating his base. He has a base, remember?
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, people...
Just like the ANC has a base.
People who voted for him to be on that on that seat, you know? Yes, yeah.
Yeah. They're just like him. So it makes sense.
Yeah. No, I get you. Yeah. But you know, it's quite interesting actually, cause I think a lot of people are not aware of such things in terms of, like, we mentioned Nike being on also on
the
rope. Like, you understand? Like, most people maybe didn't even know, like, okay, most of the stuff are being manufactured that side, and because of this ban, then it's going to affect the business, and it's not only to affect the business between US and China only. I mean, it's affect
the whole world.
You know, understand? Yes, yeah.
It's a ripple effect.
So what you can name a few? What are some of the bad things that affects consumers actually on those, looking at the situation that's like a back and forth type of thing?
It's gonna be like supply and demand, you know.
Yeah.
If they're putting bans, which means they're cutting out the supply, so the demand goes higher, price is going to go higher.
Even
for the normal Nike shoes are going to be higher because they won't be able to produce more. If they don't produce more, the ones that are already in the market, people are going to start selling them. You know, Nike have a huge reseller market.
100%.
Yeah. Imagine if what's the new shoe that's going to release? Imagine
all the Jordans.
Remember,
all those.
Just take a dope Jordan. Remember, just imagine if Nike can say we're only gonna produce 1,000 in the world. Imagine the price of that shoe. Like, you cannot anymore. China's bringing
you.
Us. They can't go to the US now. I don't think. I don't think they have a. What I think about Nike is that they have an R&D, which is research and design in the US, but they don't have a producer, manufacturer in the US, because the US is too expensive.
I get
China
you.
has labor. Like, China, there's a billion people who can do anything in China. Remember, that's why everybody's going to China, because we can do it cheaply.
I get you.
Yeah, problem is, it's a photocopy or what? China, they duplicate. That's the problem with China, but they do everything. You know, that's the biggest thing for Nike.
Yeah.
So, ish.
So for consumers, it's a harm to their pockets, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, because things are gonna be more expensive. And how does this then affect the supply of the products then?
Yeah, imagine if you are Huawei, you have produced a million P30. Now people don't want them because everybody's yelling like, hey, Huawei's in trouble. Hey.
Yes, yeah.
You're gonna be stuck with the million P30. Nobody wants it. There's no Vodacom doesn't want them. MTN doesn't want them.
Yeah.
They can't sell something that's gonna affect them. So it's kind of like that. Like, hey, we don't want them. Then it's gonna hit your profit margin.
Because
so
I also saw a report I read this online. This is an open letter by some of the biggest footwear retailers like your Nike, Adidas, ASICS and everything.
Yeah.
So they've signed a letter writing to the president of the US, actually, Mr. Trump. And the letter reads as follows. As leading American footwear companies, brands and retailers with hundreds of thousands of employees across the US, we write to ask that you immediately remove the footwear from the most recent Section 301 list published by the United States Trade Representative on May 18th. The proposed additional tariff of 25% of footwear would be catastrophic for our consumers, our companies, and the American economy as a whole. There should be no misunderstanding that US consumers pay for tariffs on products that are imported. As an industry that faces a $3 billion duty bill every year, we can assure you that any increase in the cost of importing shoes has a direct impact on American footwear consumer. It is an unavoidable fact that as prices go up at the border due to transportation costs, labor rates increases, or additional duties, the consumer pays more for the product. That's what you were mentioning.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's gonna affect them.
Yes, yeah. So the retailers and some of the big footwear companies, they wrote the letter to Mr. Trump emphasizing such issues, you know. Yeah, so like I said, for me, it feels like Trump knows that this is, the world knows if you actually that this is wrong, you understand? But I'm just thinking in my head, what is this guy thinking? Because we all can see how this will affect consumers' pockets.
True.
Yes.
You know, the problem, I'm not denying that China is taking a lot of countries for, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're producing a lot, and they're just China pushing
is like,
them in.
China is like, you know, it's like where everything is made, actually.
I'm sure all the t-shirts and the shorts, everything I'm wearing is from China, you know. Imagine if it was from South Africa, it would be different.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
It would boost our GDP. Yep. It's affecting us. That's why unemployment for us is worse. Because there's no factories in South Africa. There's not enough factories in South Africa, you know.
I see.
Every time you see it's popping shopping center, yeah. Who is building a shopping center? Which is bad.
Okay, I get
which you. Is bad, you know. I wanna see more who is creating a manufacturer, manufacturer.
South Africa, manufactured by
which
South
means
Africa,
we are producing, yes, producing, yeah, producing. The pie gets bigger and bigger, but can eat. Right now the pie is getting shinga and shinga. Same thing the US was complaining about is that China is pumping too much products into the US, and the US is pumping less. China is making more money.
More money, yes.
So it was a fight. Like, no, man, China is taking us for you know.
But then who's to blame?
I think it's the past president. Nobody was able to talk. Trump is good at talking, you know. He's good at pointing at, hey, you. Even though he's wrong at times, not that he's wrong, but his concept is right. It's just that the way he goes about it is wrong.
I get you.
You know?
I get you.
Nobody denies that China is at an advantage at this, but right now they cannot start a fight right now because it's gonna affect the US more than it's gonna affect China.
I get you.
That's the concept that he went about it.
I get you. But I guess we'll see how most of these companies then survive and how this issue in a whole gets resolved, if this will be like resolved like as soon as possible or it will take time type of thing, you know. And obviously we all know that us as consumers are going to be badly affected in terms of spending more, you know,
already affected, man. I'm sure if you start looking at Nike shoes, you start to see that the prices are gonna go up. It's gonna be there. And usually, I think this Friday, I'm not sure, but I think this Friday, China's gonna make its move. Remember, US minutes move the other Friday.
The other Friday.
So every Friday, when the market closes, one of them has to say something about the trade war. I'm not saying that it's gonna happen. I'm sure they're gonna say
that something could happen. Yeah.
We as China, we think we're gonna ban Nike.
Okay, I get you.
That's gonna be a bigger one. It's gonna affect Nike a lot.
Yeah. So in closing, I would say, I mean, in terms of a consumer who's just bothered in terms of his money or her money, I think, you know, for me, it's one of those things that are out of your control type of thing. You know, you can't really do much, you know, type of thing. You know, I mean, imagine if you go to buy a shoe that's like normally priced at 2K, now you're buying it at 5K. You know, you can imagine that. You know, now that Huawei smartphones are in type of a limbo, type of thing, you know. So it's just a mess, you know, but we'll see how that goes in after this 90 days for the Huawei owners, smartphone owners, and then we'll see even in coming months how other companies in business with China are affected and how it gets resolved.
But can I say one thing?
Yeah.
The 5G is gonna be amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I think we are all everyone actually is looking forward to that, because I remember that it's also coming to South Africa.
It is.
Vodacom
is
jump ship on that. Yes, yeah.
But Vodacom is gonna be too expensive. I think the most company that's gonna benefit from this is Rain. It's gonna grow through 5G.
I see, because they're
already testing it out. So yeah. Rain is, you know what I like about Rain? It's flexible. They're concentrating on one thing, data. They're not concentrating on selling cell phones. They do sell them, but I don't think they're that huge.
Yeah.
They are like an online kind of company. They're like take a lot.
For
data and cell phones. That's what I like about Rain.
Yeah. So, dope company. Closing comments.
Huawei, we'll see. I'm just joking, guys.
They'll
probably resolve it.
Yeah.
Huawei will be on top of that game. Nike, the whole trade ban, the whole trade war between China and US is probably going to get resolved soon.
Yeah.
Because it needs to get resolved. It's affecting all markets. All markets. So,
I see. I definitely will see how that goes, and so would like to hear from you. Let us know what you think about this whole discussion, the back and forth of the business in US and China. You know, let us know your thoughts. Would love to hear from you. So it's a wrap from us, and thanks for tuning in. So Karabo, where can people follow you on social media?
Karabo Gerald, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Yes, and don't forget to tag us on social media. The hashtag is YMZ Tech Talk, and Twitter, Facebook, Instagram @YomZanzi. So cheers.
Okay.